All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Jay? No? Did we start on time? 12:01? Let's get into it with the lead. Welcome into Oilers Nation every day. Empty spot on the couch because it's a Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show. And we are waiting for our boy Jay to stroll through those doors and join us on the program. Oilers continuing their homestand. So we'll break it all down today on a Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show, live from the Sports Closet studio. Tyler, Liam, a game to look forward to. March Madness underway. BYU being pushed to the brink. My bracket might already be screwed.
Yeah, mine too. But I had BYU losing, so that's good.
Yeah, I have them winning. They're down by 10 to Duquesne. So yeah, well, great there.
I've always been a fan of Duquesne.
Good stuff to everybody who came into our real life podcast, March Madness bracket. Are you in on that?
I'm in on that. I'm going to win.
All right. Over Charm Diamond YouTube Center or Charm Diamond Center YouTube chat. Curtin was in, says, I don't think Kenny did enough of the trade deadline. He should have went all in to upgrade the defense. CeCe really worries me come playoff time. Glad to see we're still hung up on the important things.
I have no comment.
I'm kind of over it now.
Guy very often, so I'll allow him to have his opinion.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I'm good for the deadline now.
Yeah, I want to look ahead a little bit. This is the team the Oilers have, and I think a better conversation to put out there is how can they best utilize this lineup? What is the best way for them to go going forward? We'll get into the lineup report and all of that in just a little bit. But first, the lead, it's Oilers Sabres tonight. And the last time these two teams played, it was a rather weird ending, Liam. The Sabres end it in OT, but then they don't end it in OT. They then go to a shootout where they end it in a shootout. It was not the Oilers' best night.
Did you turn your TV off?
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was gone, and I was watching. And I saw it was on. I was like, Dad, you gotta watch.
Hey Jay,
why didn't you grab me?
What do you mean? Why didn't we grab you? The show starts at the same time. I assume you're in meetings.
Yeah, kind of producer are you?
I'm not the producer.
Oh. Manager talent.
Hey.
Manager talent. Well, maybe a producer should have came and grabbed you.
Yeah, I am a high maintenance talent.
I left it on the wide shot because I knew you'd be here.
before 1205.
Mm-hmm. I like that new Nation Network hoodie with the better collective patch.
We're part of the BC family, folks.
Oh, I didn't know they said the Nation Network on them. Or is that just a custom? Well, no, I saw that we got the little
gift. You saw this and not this?
I actually didn't even know what you were wearing until Tyler mentioned it. But I tried to get one of those myself the other day.
One of these Nation Network hoodies?
Unavailable at the moment.
Well, I tried to get that one.
Very nice to me for a very long amount of time to qualify to get one of these.
Well, it's the three more years.
Hey, Oilers taking on the Sabres tonight. Jay and I are going to be at the game with our lucky auction winner for the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction. So that winners, is going to be a lot of fun.
And wife we're going with.
Winners, indeed. If you want to get in on the final round of the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction, it is the Oilers Nation Everyday Experience with myself, Jay, Liam, Aaron. Going to be good. You get to come to the studio, see the office, see how we vibe. And then I've promised you get to be on the show for the full hour.
And we're going to have some food, I believe.
And we're going to go get lunch after Dog Patch, I assume?
Lunch for after. Why don't we go for lunch, have a late lunch, and be late for the show?
Well, no.
If they want the full
experience. And it's just an empty couch. Yeah, I'll give them the full experience.
They're going to take your spot if it's a game day. I don't think we can fit three people.
No, oh, my God. Three. We will fit three people on this couch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting for you, Liam.
No, I don't know if
there is so much room. And it's because me and him kind of push in.
Yeah, we're close.
All right. Well, you can get in right now. The leading bid is...
I can't believe I got punted.
Leading bid is $625 for this one.
Holy cow.
People really want to get... Someone really wants to come be on the show.
I totally respect that. What I'm really kind of happy about is that this is going to a very important cause to, you know, the nation. You know, Brownlee is an OG, man. So the fact that the audience is stepping up and doing this, you know, to me means a lot. So thank you.
Yeah, we've kind of joked about it the last couple of days, but it is actually like a big thing. Great. And it's great to see people.
And a big shout out to everyone who's already gotten in on the auctions as well.
Nation Gear more stuff to do in the playoffs too. Anyways, that's just me spitballing.
All right, Edmonton taking on Buffalo this evening. Taking a look at the Pacific Division standings.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo. Hey. Oh, hey. I love the Buffalo Bills. But this is the one night where I don't want to see a team from Buffalo succeed.
Whoa.
Yeah. Edmonton, it's a pretty decent...
Very conflicted Buffalo sports fan over there.
I'm not a Sabres guy, though. I mean, I feel bad for them. Because
I have a lot of empathy for Sabres fans, except for tonight. But I connect with the people of Buffalo.
They really are Edmonton of the
screw
States.
You tonight, is what I say.
Do they only have two teams? It's just the Bills and State.
And the Bisons.
The Buffalo Bisons, sure.
Who the heck is that?
The Toronto Blue Jays AAA team.
Oh, Christ. Right. Come on, I'm not much of a... I'm only... Yeah. Go Riverhawks.
Buffalo Bison's
home opener.
I wore my Riverhawks hat yesterday.
I saw
that in the meeting.
Okay, good. It's Thank you.
Yeah, so the Buffalo Sabres once had Jason Pominville on their team. That was big of them. Thomas Vanek.
What's the connection there?
Because that's how I think of the Sabres. Is you say they're like the Oilers. They had that like young group for a while that just couldn't do anything. Right?
They had that little bit of a run for a couple of years. Pominville, Drury,
Vanek.
Brian Campbell in his prime.
Oh, yeah. Prime Campbell.
Prime Campbell was legit.
In off of his Buffalo years.
Yeah, he did. But he won one rings with Chicago.
Yeah.
One
or two. He won one or two rings.
Would Maxime Afinaganov be in
there? Oh, he would. He would. Alish Kotalik.
Oh, former Oiler. That's a good Puck Doku answer if you ever need it. Alish Kotalik. Anyways, the Sabres.
Rhett Warner.
They've been wildly inconsistent this year. Did you see the Puck Doku the other day? Every answer could have been Rhett Warner.
Yeah. You know what was funny?
I like it.
I saw that and I thought, oh, Buffalo World Juniors. And I put Mark Pisick.
And it worked.
It was wrong. He didn't win a World Juniors.
He didn't win
a World Juniors. Oh, I went.
He's only won in Edmonton. Oh, they lost. God.
I went with an American. No, I went with a Canadian. I can't remember. I'll tell you when I remember. Well, anyway, Nigel Dawes for under 150 points. That's what I did. That was good. 0.1%. Thank you very much.
That's a good one.
So for the Oilers tonight, I mean, the mission down the stretch here is one, to be making sure you're playing your best hockey come game 82, right? You want to roll into the playoffs on a high note. You also still have this outside shot to catch the Vancouver Canucks. So I went and looked at the strength of schedule remaining for each team, because when you look at the standings, Edmonton, 3 games in hand, 8 points back. So you probably got to win your games in hand
And then
we got to win in Vancouver.
And then you got to win in Vancouver. And then you kind of got a shot at it. Even if you were to win, when you have to win in Vancouver, that's a must. But even if you win 2 or 3 games in hand and beat Vancouver, you're in a decent position. So the Oilers with 16 games left. 8 of those 16 are coming against playoff teams. And most of them are like legit contenders, not fringe playoff teams. They have
Colorado twice.
Yeah, they get Colorado twice. They still get Dallas again. So 8 of them are against legit playoff teams. 3 of them are against middle of the pack teams. And 5 of them are against bottom feeders. When you compare that to Vancouver, they actually have a pretty similar schedule. 7 of their final 13 are against high-end teams, legit playoff teams. 3 of them, like the Oilers, against middle of the pack, and then they only get 3 against bottom feeders. So when you look at the Oilers' games in hand,
all those bottom feeders,
you got to beat all those bottom feeders, because that's kind of where two of your games in hand come in. So maybe that's a reason to believe the fact that, again, in their final stretch of games, the Oilers have 2 more games against bottom feeders, and they have these games in hand. But
Demko's out,
and they don't know when he's coming back either. There hasn't been a ton of clarity on that. Well, sure.
It's all.
Yeah.
Ever dreamed before, Tyler?
It's harsh, but anyways, the point is that it's still wide open. And I think some people were making the point of like, look how many good teams the Oilers have to play still. And it's, well, the Oilers and Canucks have very similar schedules. So tonight against Buffalo, this is one of those, again, middle of the pack teams you're going up against here, because they're still somewhat in the playoff hunt, as much as, I mean, they're not really in the playoff hunt.
But 6 or 9% chance or something like that?
Yeah, it's not very high, but you're entering a weekend stretch where like, oh, and here you'll get a look at where the Sabres sit. 5 points back, you're like, hey, that's not that bad. They've played more games than anyone else over there. Yeah. So it's that.
They have to finish like 10-2.
And they're 5-4-1 in that last
12-0.
I don't even know if 10-2 gets them in.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to go 12-0.
The Sabres kind of do this.
Have a chance.
The Sabres do this every year.
Well, like get close.
They start terribly and then they finish the year hot as hell. And everyone goes, hey, the Sabres.
Well, that Byram trade looks like an absolute, like, and for both sides, but like good on them. How about like Owen Power, Rasmus Dahlin, and Bowen Byram and Olofsson or whatever? Samuelson.
Yeah.
Good defense.
Holy shit. That is serious.
Yeah.
And Uka-Pekka
Luukkonen's been the best goalie in the NHL since Christmas.
Holy cow.
And then the forward group has like Dylan Cousins.
I love really him. Good. I love him so much.
Zach Benson's been a really good pick for them too.
Yeah.
They got a good team.
They do.
It's just about, I think, adding those guys around those.
They're going to be good next year.
But we say, but that was my point.
No, right? I mean, like, it.
We've done.
We all mean it.
But last year we sat there and we're like, "Oh, Owen Power's looking great, and Dahlin like, now."
Did
and
I Samuelson. Have a futures bet on Buffalo making the playoffs this year? Hell yeah!
I think the problem Buffalo has is their division's very tough.
Oh yeah,
so they got to basically wait for those.
But they got the goalie now, and they've got like their defense, like, and granted, young, but like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I agree.
When they solidify, like Dahlin is now there. Owen Power is coming. Owen Byram has now just been waiting for his chance to prove himself, but he was boxed out in Colorado. Huh. Maybe I'm a Sabres fan. Just kidding. But I should maybe consider them if I was ever going to have a second team.
A second team?
I can't. I can't.
I like that you're just contemplating this out in the open.
Isn't this just like a speaker's corner type show where you just kind of air out your thoughts?
You're in the safe space.
Lance was in the chat and said, this feels like a Friday show. Yeah, kind of.
No, it's Thursday.
It's at least Friday. I do feel for them. But again, at some point, like been fooled how many times by the Sabres team where
do you want to make a bet right now that they'll make the playoffs next year?
No, because I don't want to bet against them because I want to believe in them. I want it for the people of Buffalo.
I know.
I think if they were to make the playoffs, they would be the 8th seed.
They've got the goaltending sorted out. That is a big, 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 big step.
Huge.
UPL and Devin Levi can be their Swayman Ullmark for the next few years. Yeah. That's very, very
good. A tree who can score.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not helping this year that he kind of slowed down.
Dylan Cousins.
Slowed down, got hurt, all that stuff. Dylan Cousins, legit. Jack Quinn, if he can ever stay healthy, should be pretty legit. JJ Paterka, good middle six winger. Like, you have a lot of talent there. It's just, I don't know. Would have been interesting to see if Patty Kane would have chosen them, how that could have potentially changed it. But Yeah, I don't know.
Next season.
Who's on the, is that Gergesen on the top line left wing?
Gergesen. Yeah, Zemgus Gergensen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
He's been hanging around.
Yeah, he's
a high pick. Wasn't
he was a really high pick.
The All-Star game, and he was like so undeserving, but everyone just voted him in from Buffalo. Oh, Latvia, sorry.
Yeah, from Latvia.
Latvian, right?
Yeah. Local product Tyson Yost will make his return to Edmonton tonight there on the fourth line as well. But it's an interesting team. And the point is with the Sabres, they also have another local guy in Matt Savoy coming up through their system who
that is true.
I mean, I can't believe he didn't stick this year.
Moose Jaw Warrior Matt Savoy.
See, that's where the AHL role needs to change for a guy like him. A guy like him absolutely dominates with the Winnipeg Ice the year before, and then has to go back to the WHL because he's not allowed to play in the American League.
Oh, he's making the Moose Jaw Warriors hot.
He's 43 points in 22 games.
With he the had Moose five Warriors. Points in his first game with the Warriors.
Like I would go ahead and say, I know the WHL wants these guys back and the CHL in general wants these guys back because it sells tickets when Matt Savoy rolls into town, right? Or gets to be traded to a contender like the Moose Jaw Warriors. But I would argue Matt Savoy going down there being 2 points per game for his 20-some games is not good for the development of anyone in that league. Oh,
100%. Matt Savoy is sixth on the Moose Jaw Warrior in points. He's played 22
games. Stop slagging the Moose Jaw Warriors.
No, they're really good.
Season that I'm flagging the system.
They are a great team.
Mem Cup champs, Moose Jaw Warriors.
Anyway, his point is they have another good young piece joining that group of forwards there, which is why they could sacrifice a guy like Casey Mittelstadt to beef up the blue line a little bit with Bowen Byram. But they've also been wildly consistent as of late. Let's get into it with our game notes brought to you by Star Mechanical, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. You can find out more about Star Mechanical by visiting them online at starmechanical.ca. The Buffalo Sabres, the 30th ranked team the past 9 seasons. But what have they been good at, Liam?
Shutting down Connor McDavid.
They
somehow
Connor McDavid, if you look at every team across the NHL, his worst points per game comes against the Buffalo Sabres for whatever reason. Maybe it's just karma for them losing out on that draft lottery and having to settle for Jack Eichel.
Sports are a weird beast, and you know, juju is a real thing.
He's played, just for the record, he's played 14 games and has 14 points. And
that is crap,
which is funny.
That is so bad.
So this from Jason Greger's game notes, which you can read now over at the site. They are on the verge of missing the playoffs for an NHL record 13th consecutive season and entered tonight sitting 11th in the East. 5 points out of the second wild card spot. Get all these interesting nuggets, as you can see on your screen right there, by visiting the game notes section of OilersNation.com. There's a bunch of interesting stuff in there. Again, McDavid, 14 points in 14 games. They also is kind of funny terrible. That's his worst points per game against
the send team. Him down.
Yeah, it is.
No one's kept him below 1 point per game.
Send him down anytime we play Buffalo for the cap relief.
The other thing with Buffalo is, again, this season, even as of late, as they've started to heat up, they've been incredibly inconsistent. They went on that run where they won 3 straight games. They beat the Oilers, the Wings, and the Islanders.
That's cute that you call that a run.
Well, they won 3 games, 2 of them against teams directly in front of them.
I know.
In the standings.
We're Edmonton Oilers fans. We like 8 game heaters and we like 16 game heaters.
Yeah.
That's a run.
Cool. It was funny that right before that, it was a run of 3 straight losses was the end of my point. They won 3, they lose 3. Like, they just haven't been able to actually get going with any sort of consistency. So even when you go back through the month of February, it was like win 1, lose 1, lose 2, win 2, lose 1. Like, there hasn't been that sort of go out and win 7 of 8 and show that you belong in the playoff race. They've just kind of been middling to the point where, again, they go on a run where they win 3 and it's like, okay, Buffalo is red hot. They had a chance to go into Detroit last Saturday, beat them again. Detroit was down in the dumps and they went out and blew that hockey game. Yeah. So
how was their season that game?
They just haven't been able to fully grab on to any sort of momentum this year, which I imagine would be frustrating for Sabres fans. But I think rolling into tonight against the Oilers, again, should give you some confidence. The Oilers much better at home than they are on the road. They laid a bit of an egg on the road in Buffalo last time. It should be a pretty hungry Oilers team tonight.
Yeah. Definitely should be. I don't think Montreal was a great game for them on Tuesday either. And then
we should be very lucky and happy to get those 2 points.
And then obviously the end of the Buffalo game was super weird. I think Skinner would want to have a big game tonight, to be honest, because I don't think he was very good against the Sabres when we played them.
Gave up that weak one, didn't face a lot of action. Yeah.
Yeah.
X-Rod in on the comments. The amount of attitude that Tyler has towards his boss is inspiring. it's a different vibe in here. There's no rules when you're on the air.
As soon as I walk in here, I am no one.
BYU is trying to mount a comeback, by the way.
I need that.
I need it real bad.
Ty, they're climbing back.
Yeah, they're climbing back. I got it on my screen in front of me here.
Can I drop another?
Shocker. Tyler's watching March Madness while live on the show.
It is not infecting my ability to host this show at all.
So we can move away from this.
Bang!
From the Sabres draft history after this.
Yeah.
But you know they drafted Brandon Hagel and then didn't sign him?
Whoa!
He was a 6th-round pick for them, and they just let him play his 3 years out in Red Deer, and then Chicago signed him and then traded him. Whatever it was.
A bunch of first-rounders.
Yeah, a bunch of first-round picks.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. I didn't know that, actually.
Wow, late bloomer. Scouting team should be fired. Well, I think they've done a full...
It looks like they have.
I think that's probably the reason why.
Well, the 8th overall pick that year was Alex Nylander.
Ooh. Hasn't exactly worked out.
2016 draft, which was...
They've made a lot of scouting mistakes.
Oh, 9th overall, Mikhail Sergachev after Nylander. That would have been nice.
And they could have traded him for Jonathan Drouin.
But they would never have gotten Rasmus Dahlin.
That is true.
All roads led to Rasmus. I don't know.
He's the future. I love
Tyson Yost was 10th overall, so they got him eventually.
Yeah. It's like, what's that one draft class? The Oilers have like 5 of the top 15.
The Nuge draft class.
Yeah. Nuge, Lawson, Nuge, Strom, Reinhart?
That was 2011, right?
Reinhart was
2011 NHL draft. First overall was Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Landeskog, Huberto, Larson, Ryan Strome.
There you go.
And then Zibanejad, Shifley, Couturier, Hamilton, Brodin. That's a great top 10. There was basically no misses in that top 10.
What year was that one, sorry?
2011.
I think, remember a while back, it would have been in the summer, I gave you a little pop quiz on how many players draft Oilers players played for the Oilers in that draft. It was like 13 or something.
Yeah, because they took Klefbom later in the first round as well. So, yeah, a lot of these guys have rolled through Edmonton at one point. Second round, David Musil, Ty Ratty back-to-back. A couple picks later, Thomas Yurkcho.
45th overall, Marcus Granlund.
36, Adam Clendenning. He was an Oiler.
Yeah,
there's another one.
Marcus Granlund. Oh, you said that.
I said that one.
Sorry.
Travis Iwana.
Ooh, who went 48 that year?
I don't know who.
I was like, Liam really struggled with the name Xavier Ouellette once.
Xavier Ouellette. I've learned my ways.
Ooh, yeah. All right, let's continue along with the show. That was your game notes brought to you by Star Mechanical.
Was it the review of the 2011 draft class?
Well, that's notes about this game.
2011 game notes.
2011.
Who went 58th overall?
58th?
Yeah.
Nikita
Kucherov.
I was actually going to guess that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was zero time.
I know.
Even this.
Yeah, I thought we were moving along, speeding up the process.
Okay, well then let's move along. Let's get to the Service Credit Union lineup report because there is a lot to talk about today with the Oilers lineup. The Service Big Share Contest is in full swing and it's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with Service. Here are a few quick ways to get these entries. And by the way, every $500 saved is 5 entries into the Big Share Contest. Wow. You can save in a daily banking account. You can fast track your savings with a high yield savings account, Jay. You can invest in a GIC. Yield. You can save in a TFSA or an RRSP for those short and long-term goals. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. Some changes coming to the Oilers lineup tonight. Derek Ryan, you're gone. Connor Brown, you're back. Connor Brown makes his long anticipated return to the Oilers lineup. He was
goal scorer.
He was gone for one game. Connor Brown's going to come in and slide onto the fourth line because Corey Perry is being elevated to the third line with Henrique and RNH. What do we make of that trio, boys?
I like it.
I like it too. I think Perry's actually been quite effective the last couple of games on that fourth line.
That might be the most cerebral third line in the NHL.
Explain that.
Well, we all know Nuge's hockey IQ is off the charts.
Yeah.
Corey Perry.
I call him Nuge Light.
Well,
he can do everything Nuge can.
But he was way better than Nuge was in his prime. Like the guy has got game and sees the game. And obviously I love the prickery that he brings, but like he sees all the little things and does a lot of interesting little things. And Henrique is exact same. Like these are like 3 very similar hockey players playing together. So I'm hoping there's some kind of like mind meld amongst those three. This is an interesting experiment to me.
Do you know Perry is 5 games away from his 1,300th NHL game?
That is so much hockey.
It's a lot of hockey.
It's crazy. It doesn't even include the playoffs either. And he's been on a lot of playoff runs.
I'm probably might want to change my bet for today. I'm probably going to go Corey Perry goal because of this line makeup.
196 playoff games from. So there you go.
So that means he's how many games away from 1,300 in the regular season?
5. So he is
9 games away from his 1,500th NHL game altogether.
Wowza. How does he still have a body?
Yeah, 39 years old. And he had a play last game where he just turned on the Jets randomly in the first period. I don't know if you guys caught that. There was like kind of a puck sputtering out through the neutral zone and he just cranked it up and went. And it was like, holy crap, man.
It's there still. It's not, it can't be there all the time, but it's there.
That gave me hope he's saving it for the playoffs a little bit.
Well, the worm is truly going to come out in the playoffs.
I am excited to see that. I would also, just on that third line, there's no speed there. And that's what worries me.
But oh man, when you got real, and I guess you probably want kind of like a speedster to kind of maybe offset a bit, but like when you got really smart hockey players,
yeah.
And this is going to sound dumb. You don't need to move fast.
You got to move the puck.
Quick. You got to move the puck, but like these guys see everything.
Yeah.
They see it all. So I feel like they can outsmart their opponent.
Yeah.
I agree. With
Unagi.
Top 6 stays the same for the Edmonton Oilers as it did last game. Evander Kane in warmups. The surprise addition to that Connor McDavid line is Knobloch jumbled it up. I thought Kane had a good game. He picked up, I think it was 4 shots on goal in that hockey game.
He looked invigorated.
Well, yeah.
A little like.
And that's where the conversation, I think, kind of.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is. But I think
if that's the way he's going to be, well, then just put him in there. And then that pushes down some, it puts Nuge on the third line. That's not a bad thing.
You do want the depth. And again, with the Henrik edition, it's no longer like you're sitting there being like, whoa, we buried.
That is a scoring line.
Yeah. You aren't burying someone and just totally giving them any chance tonight. You're giving them a legit support piece with Henrik. So I like that.
Yeah, like Nuge will get his power play time. Like that line could easily play 15 minutes, 16 minutes.
Totally.
And you would want that to happen. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
And Unagi.
Final buzzer, Pouty Kane is calling the line. See, but I don't even think it's necessarily that. I think it's the argument would be put your players in a spot where they can contribute the most. And with Evander Kane, it's clear he contributes the most when he plays in the top 6. And you can sit there and be like, well, he pouts, or just accept it for what it is.
That's what it is. Like, it's you're managing your roster to unlock the best outcome. So if that invigorates him on that first line, and he can then also provide that physical threat, Hyman's just a muscle hamster that just wills his way around the ice. And then you got Connor McDavid. Like, you have two guys who are willing to drive the net and get into the dirty areas, and Connor can just buzz around and do his things and just throw a puck on net to one of those guys, find a seam that only Connor McDavid can find and see. And someone's always going to be there.
Has he been pouty recently?
No, I did say it wasn't as bad this time around as earlier in the year.
I think he's had like a pretty good stretch of maybe like 5 or 6 games. Like, he's not scoring. That's obviously a problem. You need to get that out of him, but I don't think this promotion is necessarily, oh, well, Kane isn't happy. From what we've seen, I think he's done decent. He had the crossbar against Colorado. Yeah. He set up Connor Brown for his goal. Granted, it went off his toe, but like he got in that position because he put in the effort to get by the defenseman and get the puck across. Yep. Like,
yeah, found the seam.
Well, let's unlock the goal scoring side of him, and that's what that does. But like,
do you know he hasn't scored since Arizona? Since we saw
he needs us.
Well, you guys are going to.
You're
going to
be in the building.
Do we need to spin up a Quick Nation vacation somewhere? I just really want to go on one.
Yes.
I do have to today.
Yeah, you can come. You can come back to Arizona with me.
Got 2 tickets.
Tyler and his family.
No, I sold them.
When's the Vancouver game?
Yeah,
have a look. Oh, I got it right here. It is.
Isn't it in Edmonton?
No.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is? Okay. I thought it was on the road.
They're on the road in Calgary on the 6th.
Yeah. There's something we can do there if we wanted, but I was hoping that Vancouver game was on the road.
Nope. Colorado in April tickle you fancy?
I mean, it would be nice from a travel perspective if that Oilers first round matchup just got absolutely locked in at the earliest possible moment. In which case, you're hoping for LA to keep winning, Vegas to keep losing, Oilers to...
Man, am I the biggest out. Minnesota Wild fan right now? Because Vegas.
Well, they got smoked last night.
I know. I was so mad about that.
Back-to-back games.
I know. It feels like the Wild are running out of breath.
No, they have two games against Vegas.
But Liam,
that's going to be everything. So, I know they have two games.
Like, if Vegas can keep losing...
I don't know. Like, I'm not convinced. I ultimately think Vegas will finish in that final wildcard spot. But I'm not writing Minnesota off by any means just because they have two games ahead of them. Yeah. They play them twice.
That's fair. Shout out to our guy, Rusty, the reckless optimist in the chat. He's also sweating out this BYU game with us.
It's getting crazy.
Oh, it's down to three. It's down to three from eight. The three stop got another two. It's down to three.
Oh.
So giddy up. I love March Madness.
How much time left in the game?
I think it's like 8 minutes still.
Yeah, oh, lots of time.
Yeah. This is the best sports time of the year. NHL fully in the swing of getting ready for the playoffs coming down the stretch. And then like this kind of 3 week stretch and the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, electric. You got March Madness going on right now. The Masters isn't that far away either. April 11th.
Amazing.
This weekend, there's some like 44 college basketball games in 4 days. And you get 3 Oilers games. It's a good weekend.
One more note on the Oilers lineup. Vinny Desharnais is going to stay out. Troy Stetcher is going to stay in. I thought Stetcher was fine.
Yep.
I saw the elements of his game that make him good. I just maybe didn't see as much of an impact as I'd like for him to keep sticking in over Vinny. But with the hand thing with Vinny, or whatever it is, hand fingers, whatever they're calling it. I know it's a finger because Bag Milk broke that news. But I think you can keep Vinny out one more game, rest it up. But once we get on the road here against Toronto, maybe you split the two, Toronto and Ottawa.
Broken finger. Like, I don't think rush it.
So then maybe you play Stetcher tonight and again on Saturday. Then you just play Vinny against Ottawa.
Maybe literally let it heal. Like we need Vinny for the playoffs. Like there is zero rush. For Stetcher, I saw those elements as well. We're also getting shelled by Montreal for a lot of that game. So like everyone just kind of looked a little off. So we haven't really truly been able to see like what we got with him, but I've seen, some little flashes.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with keeping Vinny out as long as it medically takes.
No complaints on this one, Liam?
No, I would keep him out for the week.
Just Toronto as well and Ottawa.
Yeah, I think so.
Big game on Saturday.
I mean, if you want to give Vinny a go on Sunday, that would be his 100th game.
Family's actually, close. Yeah, that might be nice. Give him the game against Ottawa
because you missed the Montreal one, which kind of sucks.
Vinny says he's good to go. He says he could play. Apparently, looks good at practice.
The other day. Yeah, I know, but like it's. I guess we don't like. Well, we heard some things, and it sounds like that thing should heal.
Yeah. I want to go to the chat quickly and get to this one from Aaron, just talking about the forward lines. Kane is a defensive liability. We can't have that come April. Here's the thing, though, with Kane, McDavid, and Hyman on a line together, you're just kind of accepting that not a lot of defense is getting played with that trio. That's your all offense.
The best defense is possession.
They can run, give them the offensive zone starts, all of that stuff. I think it's fine. And that's maybe also the benefit of pairing up Nugent Henrique is you have a good defensive third line that can hopefully handle some of the tougher matchups. But that also goes back to why I don't love Perry there and I want some speed to keep up with the other team's best players.
Didn't we task him with shutting down McKinnon?
And he didn't do that well.
Well, he's one man. Like, would he do a better job with Nuge as a sidekick?
That's a decent point.
They took a ton of like defensive draws in the back half of that game against Montreal.
Yeah.
Nuge, who played with him, Ryan.
Yeah.
They didn't really allow too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too much. How's Henrique's face? His nose.
I think I went right up his nose.
Jeez, I think it hurt.
Yeah, he had like the gauze shoved up there or whatever.
Oh, God.
Jeff could give Broberg a look for the playoffs. I don't think they will. I think they're okay with Stetcher being their seven and Broberg is the in case of emergency defenseman.
They might.
You think?
I could see it. If things get locked up a little bit here, it would be good to play him.
And it
to have him in the rhythm of like, oh yeah, this is what the NHL is like again.
And actually, decent point is that second last game's in Arizona at the Mullet Arena. You're bringing up Broberg for the playoffs in all likelihood. It could be pretty easy to just go, hey, fly, meet us in Arizona, play in that Arizona game, come to Colorado.
Play in front of like 5,000 people or less. and then the American League.
Good dig. Boy, I don't know what
that, the American League. Good did dig. You see Max Wana's goal yesterday?
I did not, Liam.
Oh my.
Former Moose Jaw Warrior.
Former Moose Jaw Warrior. Thank seventh you. Round pick. When you get a chance, go look at Bruce Kerlock's Twitter. Aaron, I don't know if you could pull it up. No, I have to be right now. But he was shorthanded and he was like, oh, it was unbelievable. I can't even describe it. But he was like, how did you even score that? I know that was a terrible.
He's going to have a future here, isn't he?
100%. He should not have been a seventh round pick, but it was the COVID year.
Great.
Kind of got still, yeah.
Good scouting.
Yeah. So then they got Warner and Petrov in the sixth and seventh.
Isn't his full? Isn't he a Maximilian?
Maximus
Warner.
Oh, please. There are some t-shirts we can do.
Max bombs. Something like that.
Like he.
Get it.
He might. He only has 15 points.
More gladiator related, but yes.
He might play games in the NHL next season. Like he's climbing up that ladder really quickly. I need the right shot.
I'm wannering to see him.
6'3".
Thank you.
All right. Just coming off the Service Credit Union lineup report, I wanted to get to a quote, and I wanted to do this a couple of minutes ago from Corey Perry. So let's get to Sounds of the Oil. It's brought to you by Snow Valley and the Snow Valley Aerial Park. Also, the Rainbow Valley Campground, the only campground in the city. Over 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes. Liam and I dream of doing a show from inside a comfort camping dome.
Will our dream become a reality? Probably.
Online bookings open soon. Rainbow-valley.com for more information. Corey Perry.
Maybe that's our nation vacation.
We just do a
camping.
Do a playoff camp out.
A playoff camp out.
Get the game on a big screen.
Somebody asked if you could organize something in Edmonton for out-of-town nation citizens.
All right. To come to NationCon. ON NationCon. I am telling you will be a thing next season. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for playoffs. Playoff live shows on the road. Thoughts? Concerns?
Thoughts? Hell yeah. Concerns? None. That would be fun. Playoff live
shows. Arizona just kind of like really opened our eyes, right? We threw up the flare. We did a live show in front of like 200 Oilers fans in a bar. It was great. Let's keep thinking about it.
Someone in the chat really likes the idea of just doing the playoff camping trip. That would be a fun do, like an outdoor watch party ourselves somewhere.
Or probably do it when the Oilers are on the road or something, or figure it out. And we have like a camping day, like two nights of camping. And then we do an excursion to Greta for a watch party and then go back to the campsite for the post party.
The possibilities are endless.
Oh,
that sounds awesome.
Okay.
I know.
Getting into Corey Perry's quote, he was talking to the media and he said, quote, about him playing lower down the lineup. You check your ego at the door. It doesn't matter where you play or how much, as long as the team is winning. And I love that mindset from Perry. And I think it goes back to why adding a guy like that was so important. He has been on a lot of runs as of late. Yep. He's now had a couple of playoff runs and a couple stops in his career where he's far from being the guy. Tampa Bay, he was lower down the lineup, right?
But like he's that complimentary kind of leader and experienced vet that you need. Like this is stuff we've been lacking.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you look at a guy, let's use Phil Kessel, for example. He fell out of favor in Vegas because as they moved him lower down the lineup, he wasn't a guy who was necessarily good with his 11 minutes. And that's not like an effort thing or whatever. It's just the type of player he is. It's hard to know how to go out there and make an impact when you never quite know when your next shift is going to come. I give Perry a lot of credit for coming into this lineup the way he has and finding ways to make impacts when 90% of the time he's not playing with a big gun.
Well, he's been that guy for like 4 years. Yeah. He's been like a hired gun for these teams. And he was brought into Chicago to help be a mentor, but that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't have anything else to add. I just think it's interesting that we talk about these guys who are like go down the lineup and it's great. Then if Evander Kane goes down, we all yell at him.
Well, but that's because a lot of times he's going down, he's not playing great. Like Corey Perry's out producing him in a bottom six.
I'm not expecting Corey Perry to score at Evander Kane's pace.
That's fair enough.
They're two different. That's an apple to oranges if there ever was one, or a jam to marmalade.
Liam, you set our Sherwood Ford Giant question for the day today. It is a Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show. Find out more by visiting them online at sherwoodford.ca. They just hooked up our boy Bag Milk with an all-new Bronco. So head over to his Instagram if you want to see that bad boy in action. Sherwood Power Sports and Marine, by the way, is open as well. Your exclusive spot in Sherwood Park for all things Yamaha, which include Yamaha boats, outdoor motors, dirt and street bikes, ATVs, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. So let's do Giant Question, then we'll do our keys to the game as well. The double Sherwood Ford, Sherwood Power Sports and Marine segment. But your question was, are you sick of the line jumbling? At what point do you want to see just a consistent run for 3 to 5 games?
Yeah, and I think it was Henrique or maybe even Nugent Hopkins that had a quote of like, this is something that seems like it's going to continue until they, because they want to become familiar with everybody. So I think it's interesting because we've debated on this show numerous times, like when is a good time to kind of stop things? Maybe there isn't a right answer. Maybe the answer is you do it until you find what works the whole way through.
We're still trying to find it.
I think that third line needs a lot of work still. Like we said,
Really? Yeah.
Like the speed isn't there, but I do think this line tonight is going to be a lot better than it was the other day.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's fair. Jay, are you annoyed at all by the continued jumbling of the line? I like that they've left that second line alone.
And well, because it's working. So if that's working, that's good. So you always have the option on the first line when you have 97 to play around with that to kind of fix your bottom six. Like that is a luxury the Oilers have because it's Connor McDavid. So we're doing it like Evander Kane on paper should be on the first line. He should be the goal scoring, like, you know, because he's done it. And, you know, this year is not going the same as seasons past, but let's test it out. Let's see if we can get some kind of chemistry there. Evander Kane's a guy we're going to rely on in the playoffs. And so if he can get that beast mentality and Connor can just feed him and he turns into that goal scoring machine, that's a worthy experiment. It's actually not even an experiment. That is a calculated decision. The third line is where we need to be able to roll four lines. And so If you have a smart line, and like Holloway also has to be plugged in here at some point, and you figure out where that is, and maybe he gets injected into the third line to be that speed guy. But like, I really like the tandem of Henrique and Nuge. I need to see it in practice. I like the idea of it. And that's a worthwhile experiment, in my opinion. And let's see how it goes. We got to figure out what our secret sauce is to be able to roll all four lines. And so the experimenting, to in my mind, yes, you need to give it time when you try new things, but now's the time to do it. And then hopefully we can lock something in and get that 5-6 game stretch that we need to get everyone to kind of meld and form that chemistry as we build up for playoffs.
Yeah. Davin is in. I'm sensing Liam wants to split Clouder and Fogle up. Is that how you'd get speed there without calling up Holloway?
I guess.
Holloway's coming up. Come on.
Yeah. And he scored another goal the other night.
He will come up, but when?
Yeah.
Why do they need to call him up right now? Like, I just think like there's no rush right now, but
they got to call him up. You need him
towards the end of the season, they'll be here, but he's doing really well in Bakersfield. And I think he needs to find that groove. Like he's only been down there for like 5 games, I think. I would give him at least 10 games in Bakersfield before you call him up again.
That's fine.
Yeah. I think he would help definitely that third line.
Even the fourth line. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, and this is why we need to experiment, because maybe this third line is great.
Yeah, maybe it is.
And then if Holloway comes up, well, then that just makes our fourth line even better.
I think that third line struggled with against Montreal the other day was sustained pressure in the offensive zone.
Oh, give the fuck.
What?
Give that. Yeah, you're right.
No, yeah.
But like, I'm not concerned. Like, that's like a one-off. Like, you don't think Nuge, Perry, and Henry can sustain offensive pressure?
I was just about to say, I think the addition of Perry over Derek Ryan is going to be an upgrade and help them.
Okay.
1,000%. Because a lot of it was Derek Ryan losing puck battles. That's how
good.
He was the first goal. Nick Suzuki, Derek Ryan lost a puck battle because he's just smaller.
And if Corey
Perry's going to be able to hold that up.
And if you disagree with Liam, you're wrong because you went back and watched every one of their shifts.
You go read it on Oilers Nation right now.
Shift by shift, a fun new series Liam's doing.
All right. I respect that, and I respect your love for the third line at the moment.
I actually said the Brown, Kane, and Henrik line worked a lot better than I think people gave it credit for, too. The problem the three of them had is they needed Kane to carry the puck a lot more than he probably should be. But I think Nuge, as a replacement for Kane, would work better because he's just a better puck handler.
Yeah. Speaking of watching tape, did you hear about... I think it's a Clemson basketball fan who put out this whole big thread on Reddit. They're like, hey guys, with the big matchup coming in March Madness, I went and watched, they're playing New Mexico State. So he goes, I went and watched every New Mexico game. he was like, I stayed up all night. I watched every game they played all year. And he broke all this stuff down. And the first comment is just like, hey man, you watch New Mexico games. They're playing New Mexico State. And the guy he stayed up all night watching the wrong team's games.
How about is?
Like I refuse to believe there's a good basketball team in New Mexico State. I'm sorry, New Mexico. I believe it's a beautiful state. I really actually want to go to Albuquerque. No, that was even before Breaking Bad. This is like in the PCL days, the Albuquerque Dukes. They just come to Edmonton. I was always intrigued. So I'm not slighting the people of New Mexico. I just can't see New Mexico State. And this is just me justifying my bracket decision, having a good basketball team.
Get to our keys to victory, or did you have something to add on that?
I was going to say, remember that episode of How I Met Your Mother, where they're like, we've watched college basketball all season, and they had like this big whiteboard of their bracket, like, we finally got the perfect bracket. And they get a score notification, first game bust. And I just think that's how it goes every year for these things.
That's me with BYU right now.
Game, 2 minutes left.
Come on.
No spoilers, Aaron.
The Creek?
I don't know what they're called. The Cougars.
No, the other team playing.
Duquesne.
Duquesne. Go Duquesne.
All right.
I bet him.
Keys to victory for this one.
Upset.
Show us 60 minutes for me. To me, this is a weird stretch for the Oilers. We touched on this yesterday. 8-1-2 since they lost those three straight games on home ice. It hasn't felt like an 8-1-2 stretch, though, because a lot of these games have kind of left you wanting a little bit more. They've had some dominant wins. Washington was dominant. Pittsburgh was dominant. But
two shitty teams.
Yeah.
I know Washington's in the playoff mix, but we all know that like the clock's going to strike 12 here soon. But anyways, yes.
But I just want to see the Oilers go out and just play a full 60. Last time against Buffalo, they looked good for some really solid stretches, but then they fell asleep. Against Montreal, they came out of the first 40 minutes and it was like, okay, they're in the driver's seat. They fell asleep. Play the full 60.
Well, let's drink the Kool-Aid here a bit and look at it as a different way.
Okay.
We got the results. There is an O face over there. Too many people are watching the basketball game on this show right now, but whatever, we'll deal with it. It's March Madness. But we found a way to win. So imagine if once we can figure our shit out, how we're going to be. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like a pretty interesting narrative coming into the playoffs. Have we figured it out at the moment? No, but we're still getting results.
Liam, you got a key to victory?
Well, that's not my key to victory, by the way. That's just an observation.
What's your key to victory?
Not take Buffalo lightly for the whole reasons why I just absolutely almost became a Sabres fan live on the show.
Yeah, that was weird.
Goaltending good. Defense insane. Got some interesting young talent that can score and put the puck behind the net. Mm-hmm. We also, for some reason, also struggle with Buffalo. So do not take them lightly. And we have to come at these guys hard because their back end and their goaltending is insane. So full-fledged 60-minute assault.
Yeah, I do.
No stopping.
I am interested
Never stop.
Yep.
I'm interested to see on home ice how Knobloch deploys his lines. Like Darlene Byram, they can skate, they can move the puck. I wonder I wonder if they don't get a whole bunch of Leon Draisaitl in this game.
They can
game.
Both blow you up too.
Yeah. I think that duo will get a whole bunch of Leon Draisaitl in this game. He's big. He's a lot to deal with for a young defenseman. He's got speed on either wing. And I think they'll go with the McDavid Kane Hyman line more against Owen Power and Henry Yokoharu when possible. Again, maybe a bit of a, you know, a slightly softer duo there. Maybe don't move quite as well as Darlene and Byron. That could be a chance to get some good matchups for Connor McDavid. Pairing. It's a really good first pairing. He's the victory. We're good.
My key to victory. I'll say you need more than McDavid's line going tonight, just based off what happened against Montreal.
Yeah, Connor McDavid's playing some unbelievable hockey right now. Like, he is heating up.
He's ready. He wants the heart. What?
They just missed an open shot. I know Aaron's ahead of me, so I don't want to spoil anything.
I am so sorry, everyone, that tune in and watch this. You're watching a live watch party of March Madness.
I am. Hey, the show's still moving.
Yeah. Doesn't have a choice. Time doesn't stop.
I think this has been a pretty good show. Well, let's get to our
bet. You tell us.
Let's get to our Betway Game Day betting challenge. It's brought to you by Betway and an exciting new promo that they are running, gentlemen, for a limited time. You can fire up Betway, scan this QR code to do it. And with Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Create a new account, scan the QR code, redeem your bonus. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. Here's how it works. You place a bet with no minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund of up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. If your March Madness bets don't hit, boom, maybe you just go use your free bet on Edmonton tonight. It all works out. Shout out to Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Betting. I won last game. Liam won last game. Jay did not. Footstep Jay, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'll say I'm starting to feel it a hair. But I will claw back all back tonight.
I'm going with Evander Kane goal.
I like that.
I think that's a very good bet. Sorry.
What do you have? Four shots last game?
Four shots last game. And he almost scored real early on. Last game, as soon as I saw him get slid into the lineup, I went and just threw a sprinkle on Kane to score twice at 6-1 or something, like 16-1, something crazy. Huh. I really like that Kane one. I'm going Oilers money line and a Hyman goal plus 150. Hyman's only scored in one of his last five games.
He's ice cold.
It was a hat trick, granted, but he's still only scored in one of his last five. I think he's due. He scores a ton on home ice. Give me Hyman and the Oilers money line at plus 150.
I'm going Oilers money line and under 6.5.
Okay.
And that is for the sole reason of why I think Buffalo is good. I think it's going to be tough to score. I think we're going to show up in this game. So for us to win, this is one of those like 2-1, 3-1 situations. I was debating going 5.5, but I just couldn't do it.
So under 6.5 has hit in six of the Oilers' last seven games.
It's also on a run. If you would have done that during the 16 game heater, you could, I think, gone under 5.5 and done really good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, looking at it recently for the Sabres as well, it's hitting four of their last six as well.
Worlds are colliding. The under.
Five of their last
six. Who likes betting the under? No one. But I need to win a bet.
Sometimes it's necessary. So those are the standings there. If I hit today and Jay, that gets close. That gets real close. So I'm
plus 150.
And then also hoping for the over tonight so I can try to get back into this thing. I got a lot of fun things to cheer for this evening as we
head out. We're going head to head.
We should also do a squad ride tonight.
We will definitely do a squad ride.
Yeah, we did a squad ride and won.
Do tell.
At the
5 into 110.
Yeah.
What?
Plus 1200. We had
Hyman, which game?
Washington.
Oh,
we had Hyman shots, which he basically hit in the first two shifts.
Yeah, first shift, he had two shots, bang, bang.
Was it puck line?
Puck line.
Goal.
And that was plus 1,200?
I know, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Imagine you had a Connor Brown goal. I'll be retired.
The last thing we needed was the Fogel goal, and he scored the sixth goal of that game.
Big. He didn't really do a lot of that game, to be fair.
It was electric. Shout out to our friends at Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor game. If you want to be a winner at lunchtime, why not go add a six pack of nuggets onto your meal for just $3.49? Are you still alive, Liam?
I'm kicking. I'm still kicking.
So what are you looking at tonight?
McDavid 2+ points. That's where I'm going.
Interesting. So that's where 53% of the money's go, or of the picks are going. But again, he only averages one a game.
I know. That's why they're trolling.
That's fine.
That's what I like. The props master of this, I like. They troll.
If there's an Oilers one, I'm taking it.
The honey dicked? What are you getting here? Honey pot and honey something? they're luring you in with something sweet?
I don't know. I don't like honey.
I like honey dicks.
I don't mind Chicago to get a power play goal. Do you see that clip?
Have you seen that power play?
Yeah, but they're playing Anaheim tonight, aren't they?
Battle of the worsts.
Battle of the mids. No, they're not mid. They're terrible. Yeah, they're terrible. All right, there you go. Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Get in now, dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Finally, the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $25 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Take advantage of the Double Dash feature, which allows you to add a second stop onto your order for zero extra delivery fees. New episode of Real Life going to drop right away. A couple hours from now, I should say. Chalmers should be back in the mix for that one as well.
I will not be there. I've got a thing.
Oh,
sorry.
All right. New episode of the DFO Rundown going to hit the YouTube, though. Daily Faceoff YouTube.
Yep, that'll be on this afternoon.
Beautiful. And over up on our website, game notes and other game previews available now. So read those at OilersNation.com. That is a wrap on a record giant game day edition of
there's the also show. Pre-gaming. There's that's also the pre-gaming.
Thank you, Calvin today. Picker.
Oh, yeah. Pre-gaming starts at 6 o'clock.
Sorry to jump on that.
Me and Brett, because you'll be at the game.
Yeah, because we'll be going to the game. So yeah. AB and Brett Holden on the pregame and postgame tonight. Catch it all on our YouTube as Edmonton looks to scoop up another victory and inch just a little bit closer to the Vancouver Canucks for that top spot in the Pacific Division. The playoff race is heating up around the league as well. There are some big ones tonight. Philly's taking on Carolina. Islanders, Detroit, head to head. That is a very, very good hockey game. And then Montreal is in Vancouver tonight. So
happy time.
Go Habs, maybe a little, 4-point swing. Seattle's in Vegas. That should be a good game as well.
Go Seattle, go.
Go Seattle, go.
Go anyone, Seattle, go Montreal. It's fun that it's back to scoreboard watching Vegas. Season. Yeah. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with Frank Saravalli on Oilers Nation every day.